Well, over the last few weeks, those of us who sadly don't get to go to junior church anymore have been looking at a Bible book written by a man called Micah. Micah was one of God's prophets, someone God used to speak to his people. And today we're all going to look at just one verse from the Bible book that bears Micah's name, Micah chapter 6 and verse 8. And it should appear, as if by magic, yes, on the screen behind me. It's also on your service sheets. This is one of the things that God said to his people thousands of years ago through Micah. He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Now, when this verse was first said, God had just been reminding his people of some of the good things that he'd done for them in the past. How he'd rescued them from slavery in Egypt. How he provided people to look after them and to care for them. How he protected them from people who wanted to kill them. How he'd stopped a whole river from flowing just so they could get across into the promised land. God had been very, very kind to them. He'd shown them his goodness in loads and loads of different ways. How has God shown his goodness, though, to us, God's people, today? In what ways has he been very kind to you? In what ways has he been very kind to me? What I'd like everyone to do at this point is get hold of your service sheet. And you should find, if you open it like this, that you are confronted with a nice big empty box. And it says at the top, well, it's got the verse we're looking at the top, and then underneath it says, how has God been good to you? And what I'd like everybody to do is get a hold of a pen. There should be a pen on the coffee table in front of you, or on the chair, or fall into the floor, or somewhere nearby. You perhaps find one in somebody else's handbag. Whatever happens, get hold of a pen. And what I would like you to do is either write in that box, or if you want to draw in that box, your decision, depending on how God has gifted you, something, some way in which God has shown you his goodness, a way in which God has been good to you. Okay, we're going to take a few moments to do that. No exam conditions, you can talk. It'd be great to perhaps share the ways in which God has been good to you with the people sitting next to you. But write something, draw a picture first. And then in a few minutes' time, I'll bring us back together again once we've all, as it were, filled in that box in some way. Do we all know what we're doing? Go for it now. How are people doing? You are allowed to talk. Did I say exam conditions? I didn't mean it if I did. You're allowed to talk. Do share what you've written with somebody nearby you just in the last minute or so. Okay, great. It would be lovely to hear of some of the ways in which God has shown us what is good, some of the ways in which God has been kind to us. And so it'd be wonderful if people could volunteer sharing the information or something they've written down or something that they've drawn as I come around with the microphone. So if you have got something, a way in which God's been good to you, a way in which he's been particularly kind to you, to us, that you'd like to share, please sort of indicate and I will bring the microphone to you. Or if that doesn't happen, I'll start picking on people. Anybody want to volunteer? Anybody got something they'd like to give thanks for? They'd like to sort of say something they've got down on their piece of paper. Anybody at all? Nothing at all? People, words. People were talking. Nick, thank you very much for rescuing me. I'll buy you something later.
Emmanuel Church family.
Hey, we're all buy you something later now. We want to praise God, don't we, for each other, for the fact that we're part of a church family. That's one of the ways in which God has been very, very good to us. Other things we want to thank God for that people want to mention. Thank you. Nice hand at the back.
My wife, Helen.
I didn't bring a handkerchief with me today. Little expecting how much I was going to need it. Thank you. Other things people want to just mention that have been part of God's kindness and goodness to them? Go on. Brilliant.
Thank God I wasn't born in Libya.
Yep. That is, yeah, God has given us a fantastic country, democracy, leaders that aren't out to kill us. And that's something to thank God for. Thank you.
Health and safety.
Yep. Health and safety. Thank you very much, Tom. Health and safety, as in, I think we all know what you meant by that. Safety and health would be the better way around. Otherwise, everybody think you're slightly abnormal. Okay, anything else that we want to thank God for? We've got somebody's pointing towards where? Oh, brilliant. Katie.
Food.
Yeah, that is something that God's very kindly provided us with, isn't it? Food. Thank you very much, Katie, indeed. Other things. We have nothing from over this side. Thank you, Ben.
I think it's pretty cool that we got the Bible translated into English.
Yep. Yeah, amazing gift, isn't it? That we can have that verse up in our own language, but also all the other verses that surround it in a language we can understand. Thank you.
England 17, France 9.
I presume that's some sporting event that happened over the weekend. Pass me by. But I'm glad that you're thankful for it. Anything else? Thank you.
Forgiveness.
You have to shout it.
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. Yeah, forgiveness. That is one of the most amazing things, isn't it? That God in his kindness and goodness to us has given us. Sarah. Bed. Brilliant. Fantastic. Thank you. Joe, did you have something?
Creation. Flowers and trees and mountains, etc.
Thank you. Just look at the world around us. Loads of things in the creation around us that we want to thank God for. Well, we'll leave it there. We'll pause there. And thank you very much indeed for mentioning all those things we've got, all those reasons we've got to thank God. Change microphones smoothly for his goodness to us. We've experienced his goodness too. He has been kind to us, hasn't he? In countless, countless ways. And so we can agree that God has shown us what is good. But what does God want in return? What does God want in return for all the good things he's given us? For forgiveness, for food, for safety and health, for all those other things that we've just talked about. What does God want in return? Well, what he doesn't want is for us to sort of try and pay him back. Because we'd never be able to do that, even if we tried, would we? Because he's been so good to us. He's given us so much. Instead, all that God wants is all we want when we've given somebody a gift. All we want, I hope, is just a thank you. So early this month, it was one of my goddaughter's birthdays. Katie Russell was 5. And so I gave her what I hope was a good gift. You'll have to ask her afterwards whether it was or not. Now, in return, what I didn't want from Katie was for her to come up to me with the money to pay for the present. A cheque in her name to cover the cost. Now, what it was really nice to get was this, a thank you card from Katie, thanking me for the present I gave her. But all God wants from us is us to say thank you to him for all the good gifts he's given us. That makes it nice and simple, doesn't it? We just need to sit now and write a good big thank you card. We can try and get a picture on the front, perhaps as well. We can draw a few more pictures. Right, God, a nice little thank you card today. He said we can't, can we? Because God doesn't want us to say thank you with just a card. So look at this verse again. Look at Micah chapter 6 and verse 8. He showed you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? A nice thank you card? No. What he requires of us is to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with our God. God wants us to say thank you to him by doing three things. By doing three things. First of all, by acting justly. And that basically means being fair to other people. Perhaps by sharing with them the many good things we've been given. So many of the guys here that go to junior church have been acting justly by giving away some of their pocket money so that Curtis from Ginger can go to school. They've been acting justly, fairly in that way. Those of us who don't get to go to junior church have been challenged quite a lot recently, haven't we, about how we're using our money in a way that is fair to other people. God wants us to say thank you for all the good things he's given us by acting justly to other people. He'd also like us to say thank you by loving mercy. By loving mercy. And that basically means forgiving people. Perhaps forgiving people who have done some very bad things to us. We show that we love mercy when we forgive our parents, our brothers, our sisters, our friends, when they've upset us in some way. Loving mercy means not doing something bad back to them, forgetting what they did to us. God wants us to say thank you for all his goodness to us by loving mercy too. He'd also like us to say thank you by walking humbly with him. Walking humbly with him. What does that mean? Well, that means sort of depending on him, trusting in him, perhaps by talking to him more about all the things that are going on in our lives, praying to him more. We walk humbly with God when we realise how big and massive and all-important he is, and how small and powerless and unimportant we are, and so how much we need his help in all that we think or say or do, and asking him for that as we pray. So God wants us to say thank you to all his goodness towards us by walking humbly with him. So often people who aren't Christians think that being a Christian is all about acting justly and loving mercy and walking humbly with God so that God is then good to you. Well, actually, we found out today, haven't we, that being a Christian, one of God's people, it's all about doing those things, yes, but doing those things because God has already been so good to us. They're just ways of us saying thank you. Thank you to him for all his kindness to us, of being like him because of all he has been to us. God has wonderfully shown you and me what is good. In loads and loads of different ways. Think of all the ways that we all wrote down on those pieces of paper. All of them good gifts from God. What does the Lord require of you and of me in return? Well, this thank you. To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. It's all he asks of us in return. As our thank you to him for all his goodness to us. Let's pray that we'll be people that do that. I'm going to pray that we'll be people that do that, using the words of the next song on our sheets. So if you want to find that song, look at the words, check you're up for singing them, and then let's stand to sing this song as a prayer that we would do what the Lord requires of us in response to all his goodness to us. Please stand.